running backs every day. Does that kind of prepare you guys a little better for the threat of a CJ Spiller when you're going up against someone like that?
A little bit more, because you know we're always aware of who's in the backfield and what can happen just by formations or what they like to do as far as having the receiver chip the running back and having chip the linebacker and get the running back out on the wheel routes. So we're very aware of that just because of what our offense does.
Guy who's been around forever, like Reese, and someone like Coach Davis said, brings the playbook to the line with him. Mm-hmm. How difficult is it to defend, and how much do you have to disguise what you're trying to do?
Not too much. You just have to be aware every single snap, because at any given point he can change anything just based upon the looks that we might give him. So we just got to be aware every single time. We're out there, know the situations, know first, second down, what he likes to do, and then on third downs, what we like to do to kind of dictate, what they're trying to do. So, like I said, we just have to be aware of every single snap.
How do you rate him as far as quarterbacks in this league? Is he a top for his career?
Yeah, he's been in the league 15 years, so he's been doing a very good job. So I think he's one of the top guys up there. I think he's underrated just because of some of the other guys have as far as publicity, but. I think he's one of the top guys, next to Peyton Manning, Tom Brady. He's right up there.
What's the sense of urgency like this week? Is there more of it because you guys are 1-3?
Nah, it's the same. We're just going about business the same way. We're focused on the Saints, and that's how it is.
You're going up against a talented wide receiver core as Brandon Cooks and Marcus Colson. What do you have to do to basically stop them so that way you guys come in again?
Just get hands on the line with them. We got to compete with them every single snap. Like you said, they got a good receiving group. Drew Brees finds those guys. They're basically a receiver by committee. Not one guy has a certain amount of catches, but they're all getting distributed evenly among all of them. So we just got to be on our toes and get them at the line.
Nolan, what does Brees do better than some other quarterbacks in the league? What kind of separates him from the pack?
He's a smart quarterback. Whatever type of looks you give him, he knows right away what it is, or what it could be, what it's not. He's always good at getting the offense out of their plays to run another play. And whether it be screens, whether it be quick game, whether it be back coming out of the backfield, whatever it is, he's always making sure that he's always got another play in his back pocket just in case he sees something that doesn't like.